Currently, I'm joined on the phone with Darcy of Seaside. How are you going, Darcy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm going great. So we actually just spoke to Good Dukes about half an hour ago.
How was that?
Pretty good chat. I had a bit of issues with the mic. Just want to let the listeners know. I was aware, but we're all good now. But yeah, good chat. But you're touring with them at the moment. How's that been?
It's been a lot of fun. I think we originally met the boys at Party in the Paddock a little while back, and they kept in contact, and then they reached out to us and asked us if we wanted to tour with them. And so far, so good. We've done 3 shows of the tour, and it's been a lot of fun. They're a really, really great bunch of guys, so it's nice to hang out with them too.
Amazing. Because have you done... this is bad research on my half. Because you're from Byron Bay. Have you done a Byron Bay show yet with them, or is it they're not doing a Byron Bay one?
They're actually not doing one. We have a headline show at the Northern on the 21st, and originally we had this like kind of pipe dream to get them to come over, but I think it just hasn't worked out. But eventually when they do come here, we'll be, if not playing with them, front and centre, I reckon.
Totally. And your band's had quite a massive year. You've released this new single and the single Habits earlier this year as well. Does that mean that there's a possible album of some sorts in the works?
Ooh, yes, it does. at the moment, rejected for 2020.
Ooh, 2020 album, okay.
rolls off the tongue.
So does that mean we'll hear a few more singles coming out, or are we just going to hear this, just keep with these two for the time being?
No, you will hear a couple more singles. I think at least one or two. We have one coming out later in the year that we're just finalising at the moment. So, there's stuff coming. It's all coming out.
Amazing. And you also have a new video for the new single. It's very cute and... it matches the song very well. How was that experience?
That was a lot of fun. Originally, we actually had a completely different concept for the film clip, and we had a night where we got a bunch of our friends to come over and we filmed it. And then when we put it all together, it just didn't quite fit the song. So we were like, how can we just make this simple but fun and just show like a little bit of us as a band as well? And that I find that maybe that actually did the perfect job, because that really is a reflection of who we are when we swap our instruments, and we kind of like mock the others. Like, that's just very much how we are as friends in life. So I think it worked out pretty well, actually. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, I always love those video concepts, because I always think, I'm like, if I ever finally get in a band one day, it's been a moment. But I was like, I'd love to do one of the videos where you do those daggy swap around of instruments or something like that, because I think it's such a funny little cute concept.
Yeah, it's funny because if you see like Froggy doing, I do a lot of things with my hands when I sing. I think it's a pitch thing. I think I've done it so much. But I do a lot of hand gestures, and Froggy really nailed that. But also, you'll notice in the film clip at the very end that I do a little funny thing with my knees, and that's a complete take on what Tom does. He very much does that thing, and he will deny it until forever, but it's a thing that happens, whether you like it or not.
I feel people don't notice that stuff, and then, like, unless they get told, then they're just like, no, I don't. You're like, you do.
he's like, no, I don't do that anymore. I'm like, no, you actually do, and it's great, and I'm taking it.
Yeah, how was that working with Robert Sherwood for that clip?
What did you say, sorry?
Because you worked with Robert Sherwood for that clip, am I wrong?
So we did. Rob actually has done, he did our Lilac Grey film clip, he did our Golden Girl film clip. He's actually an old friend of Chris's from school, and it just so happens he's also super talented, and that worked out very well for us. And he's also really nice to work with, like, as well as being friends, he has a very clear vision of things that he wants to do, and he has a really good idea of what's going to look good, so he makes it a lot easier. I mean, we haven't done a film clip with anybody else yet, so... but not for a little while. So I guess we'll just see how that goes. Maybe we'll get him to do the next one if he's keen, if you're listening.
Robert. Matt, we'll talk about the single now. You've said it's a song inspired by the need to persevere through social anxiety and self. And could you tell us a bit more about this?
So I just... It's really funny. Like, in the past couple of years, you know, I went through school and I finished school and I did uni and things like that. And in the past couple of years, I've actually suffered from social anxiety, and it was something that I had never prior dealt with. So for me, like, having these overwhelming feelings in social situations is such a new concept. And then after speaking to, obviously, my friends and seeing other people go through certain situations that made them uncomfortable and them doubt themselves, I realized that it's actually not just me, and I really wanted to write a song that captured the way that my brain feels when I'm in those situations. Mm. Does that make sense? I think there's a line, and my favorite line of the song is, you're not here and there's ghosts in my house, which is kind of like a metaphor for, like, your house is your mind, and I guess the ghosts are all these kind of situations or circumstances that have put you in a position where you start to doubt yourself. And the sycamore, is, I guess, overcoming and persevering and just really, like, trying to slowly learn more about the way that your brain works, the way that your mind works, to try and start to heal and acknowledge that, you know, the things that you think people are thinking, they really aren't at all. it's been a bit of a journey, but I am definitely getting a lot better, and I find that I'm noticing when other people are like that too, I'm far more understanding.
Oh, totally. And if any of the things we're discussing in this interview now affect you in any way, you can always ring Lifeline on 131114. It's always good to do that sort of thing when we're talking about this sort of stuff, because God knows I've had anxiety stuff too, especially during school, because it always gets hectic. But it's good that you've sort of found this sort of creative way to put it all out and do that sort of thing. But can you tell us about the writing and recording process of Sycamore?
So Sycamore, actually, Chris and I were sitting on the lounge one day, and I think we kind of started coming up with this chord progression, and we were like, we should just take this down, and so we have it and we can build on it. And we literally built the song pretty much at that moment. And obviously we have Tom and Foggy come in, and they lay down their pieces, so it kind of makes it like a more seaside sound. And then we go into Rocking Horse, and we record with Paul at Rocking Horse, and he's amazing. He works with some pretty incredible people. I think he just did the Dope Lemon record.
Yeah.
Angus. And he, I think we just work really well. He's very professional, but he's got the ear to find things that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily hear, or other people wouldn't necessarily hear. So from start to finish, it's been very much a team project. It's been, you know, going back and forth with each other and just seeing what the other likes, and yeah, and we got to the end of it, and then we got it mixed by Dylan Nash in Sydney, and I've worked with Dylan and done some songwriting sessions. I think he's an incredible writer, musician, producer, and just an all-around great person, so working with him, you know, it makes it a lot easier as well when you start to build a little team around you that you click with. It definitely makes the recording process a lot easier, and it gels a little bit better.
Oh, totally, absolutely. And did they sort of bring anything to the track that you guys normally don't, or something that you guys wouldn't have thought of in your normal sort of recording?
Definitely. I think that, to be honest, I think we all did, and it kind of surprised us all a little bit. But, no, I actually co-wrote Habits with Dylan in September last year, and I took him Sycamore at the time. I don't think it was called Sycamore. The chorus is completely different, and we sat down and picked apart the parts of the songs that we thought we could change. And Dylan actually helped me with the chorus. And, you know, we came out of there, and it was a little bit, you know, it was a little more poppy than it was before. And I think that we really needed that for that particular song, considering the subject. It just needed to have, yeah, I think it needed the touch of everybody that we've been involved with along the way. And I think, yeah, that definitely helped us.
Totally. Well, it sounds gorgeous. And you're touring with Good Dougs, but you're playing your own show in Byron Bay as well on June 21st. So that's pretty nice for you as well, isn't it?
it's nice for me. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited. We're very home shows are always a lot of fun. I think because all of your friends get to come.
Mm.
And in big cities, you know, you see people that you haven't seen in a long time. That's amazing. But when you've got, like, your besties there, it kind of makes it all the more better, because they know the words somehow, and they all sing along, and it's just more of, like, this, it's just a better night, I think. But I think it's just also because it's home, you know, and we're flying over town from Adelaide, so that will be cool too. We met Dan a couple of years ago while he was playing with his good friends, and we've kept in contact with those guys, and yeah, I'm excited to get them to play. I think they are one to watch at the moment, to be honest.
Amazing. So if you guys want to catch Seaside and Good Dougs, I suppose, too, then get down to Stay Gold in Brunswick this Saturday. I think I might be going, so if you want to see me.
No way.
Yes. Totally. Yeah, I've got a gig weekend coming up, to be honest. I haven't been to any gigs in ages, and now I'm like, I think I need to break the drought.
It's definitely one to come to if you're going to break the drought.
Sure. Totally. So here's Seaside with Sycamore. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks.